Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 37th Torino Film Festival. I'm with Eran Riklis, director of Spider in the Web, screening here in Festa Mobile, also the juror of the official competition. Welcome.
Welcome, thank you.
So, first of all, for our radio listeners, I know it's difficult, but how would you describe Spider in the Web? Is it a spy story? Not only.
I think it's a very personal story about a man who's at the end of his life in a way, and he wants to leave the center stage like a great actor. He wants to have a last standing ovation and for people to respect him and for people to love him. But now he's in a situation where people don't trust him and they think he's maybe lying and that maybe he's not as good as he used to be. And so it's really an attempt to keep his dignity and his honor. So it's really about that. I mean, of course, it's wrapped because he's in a secret spy agent and because he's works for the Mossad, it's wrapped in a spy story or a thriller.
What kind of possibilities did the spy story genre give you?
Oh, I think a lot. You know, I think most of us, we love spy stories. If they're intelligent, if they're intriguing, because there's always, I think it's a reflection of normal life in a kind of not normal situation, you know, because it's really about secrets and lies and shadows and lights and all these kind of things, which are part of all our life, even if we are working in a bank, you know, it doesn't matter. But I think the world of spies is really always intriguing, always dangerous, which is nice, and always fascinating in the sense that it's really so many colors and so many different angles and so many... You really have to decide if you trust these people or not. And I think that's kind of makes for an interesting way of spending 2 hours.
My idea of directing a spy story would be to have to be very detailed, very strict in the script.
I think it's very detailed, and it's also about, it's a little bit like a magician, you know, what do you show and what you don't show. So you have cards, you know, and you really show your cards, but actually you're hiding a card, like maybe in your pocket. And I don't play poker, but it's a little bit like poker, you know, you really you have to lie a little bit and you have to be in control. And you especially have to be confident, I think. And it's really about keeping your confidence because it's very easy to get lost in a spy story because, you know, what is happening? Did I say something that I shouldn't have said? Did I show something that maybe I shouldn't have shown? So it's really about, in a way, this is cinema. I think it's the best kind of cinema in a way that you're respecting your audience because you think that they are intelligent, but you also want to manipulate them a little bit, and maybe a lot, I don't know. And
talking about the other meaning of the film, the other subtext, the old versus the new, in a way, it made me also think about what can a young person learn from an old one and vice versa. Was that your intention as well?
I think that the film is very much about learning. And it's about, I think it's about respecting, and then if you respect people, you learn from them. So it's also about opening up. I think a lot of people in this, especially in the spy business, but maybe everywhere, I think we all suffer from how much are we willing to look into our own, you know, heart and soul and mind. Which is always, you know, it's always a difficult thing unless you go to a psychologist all the time. But you can't go to a psychologist all the time, so it's too expensive. You could maybe go, but I think it's really about that. It's about learning to respect other people, and then if they're really smart people, then you can learn so much. But it works both ways. It's not about only the young learning from the old. It's about the old learning from the young, because the young people bring a different perspective, a new kind of air of, you know, revolution or a different way of looking at things. So I think we are all, I think especially today, you know, this whole notion of young and old has really changed. And I think, you know, older people are actually quite young. And, you know, the cliche of the 60s, the new 50, all these kind of...
we were just talking about that.
I'm 30 myself.
I think that in terms of this discussion and this lesson, the casting was perfect. Because, you know, Ben Kingsley is an icon, and from the international audience point of view, Itai Tiran is not that famous, let's say, so that was kind of perfect.
It's a nice combination, yeah. No, I think for me, you know, Ben Kingsley was almost a natural choice for this role. And also when I first met him, I understood it was interesting because when I first met him, I didn't meet really Ben Kingsley. I met Ava Maderet, my character. And for 2 hours we were speaking, but I really thought, okay, this is my character. So that's a wonderful feeling. And with Itai, it was the same. I think Itai is he's like a younger version of Kingsley in a way, because he's really a total actor. He does a lot of theater work, you know, really serious work. And on the other hand, you know, he has a classic look of a young agent. He could be, you know, maybe not Tom Cruise, but, you know, something like that. So I felt I have a deep character wrapped in a very good look, you know, in terms of his physique in a way. And the same went for all the other characters. And, of course, now we're going to talk about Monica, no?
Yeah. If you want. We are an international radio. She's one of our most international actresses. Yes. She's a very different role from what we were expecting her to be. So that was very interesting for us.
I spoke about it today earlier. When I first met her, I really saw this very elegant, reserved, almost distant person. And that intrigued me. And I thought that's really the character, you know, that it's this woman that, on one hand, she's a mission for Adele. You know, he has to really make her trust him and love him, maybe, and get secrets out of her, which is a kind of classic spy situation. But it's more than that, because I think it's really about two lonely people who are looking for some kind of relationship so they can survive. But you never know, you know, if she's lying or he's lying, they're both lying, they really like each other or not. It's hard to say.
And that's the beauty of it.
That's
the beauty of it.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think basically, if you know too much, it's not good.
Oh, if you understand too much, early and all that.
Yeah, exactly.
But since you're here, I wanted to ask you just one thing about, you know, being in a jury. It made me think, what kind of films does Aaron Rickles like?
Ooh, now I'm in trouble. but actually, it's a very simple answer. And I'm serious about this, I love all movies because I really have this sense that... even in movies that, let's say, after 10 minutes you say, okay, this is not really what I really like, but there's always something to watch and to wait for, because there's always an interesting shot, there's always an interesting actor, there's always an interesting bit of dialogue. Even if the whole film is not perfect, but what is perfect? You know, nothing is perfect. Or nobody's perfect, like was said once in a movie. I think I really, you know, coming here for and seeing films by first or second time directors, for me it's wonderful because I'm seeing things that people are doing today, and I think what's fascinating for me is that I see this crazy mix between trying to be, you know, young and different and the kind of, you know, first film and all that. We want to show everything we know. On the other hand, I see a lot of respect for cinema and for culture and for history and for you know, human emotions and the human conflict. So in that sense, for me, it's a celebration. And I come, you know, as the jury. It sounds very heavy, but, you know, I'm not in the jury business and I'm not a judge. But I come to enjoy the films, not really to judge them. And then, you know, I think what you enjoy the most is probably the film that will get the award. But it's about enjoyment, and it's about appreciating the fact that making movies is so difficult and so painful that by the time you get to a festival, you should really, first of all, enjoy the fact that you have such wonderful audiences. And I think one of the amazing experiences here in Torino is that every screening, it's totally full.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Torino's audience is the best.
I think one of the best, yeah.
Thank you so much, Aaron Rickles, for being with us and talk about Spider in the Web screening at Torino 37 in Festa Mobile. And good luck with your jury duties.
Yes, thank you.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.